Track 6, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news from around the county.
Boutique hotel plan for historic mill. Plans have been revealed to turn the Grade 1 listed St James Mill Whitefriars in Norwich into an 88-bedroom boutique hotel. Built as a yarn mill in 1839, St James Mill and the buildings around it were bought by Jarrells in 1903 before being sold to the Ministry of Labour in 1919 to be used as a training centre at the end of the First World War. Jarrells bought the mill back in 1927, and from the 1930s, the site was synonymous with Jarrell Printing. By 1957, around 2,000 workers were employed, although the mill itself was never used for printing, as the floors could not withstand the weight of the printing machinery. It's been an office building since the early 1990s. Nick Stephen Jones, chief executive of the Jarrell Group, said, "We take our responsibility as custodians of St James Mill extremely seriously. It's a much-loved building that's played a significant role in Jarrell's history, as well as that of our tenants. We've therefore been looking at different ways the mill could be used to preserve it for future generations. We've discussed our hotel idea with organisations such as Historic England and Norwich City Council to gather their input."
Author launches grief self-help book ahead of Children's Grief Awareness Week from the 18th to the 24th of November. Norfolk author Kate Morfoot has launched Finding Light in the Darkness, a guide to navigating the complexities of grief. She said, "Finding Light in the Darkness is structured to provide a clear, supportive path through the stages of grief, offering practical advice and heartfelt reflections." Writing the book has been a deeply personal journey. "I wanted to create a self-help resource that can offer solace and guidance to those who are struggling. My goal is to let others know they're not alone and that there is a path to recovery, even when it might feel impossible to find." Divided into 6 parts, the book covers loss and understanding the initial shock and impact of loss, the stages of grief, coping strategies, healing, moving forward, and helplines. It's available via Amazon.
Historic Blickling map on display. A hand-coloured parchment survey map of the Blickling estate and parish by James Corbridge, dating to 1729, has returned and gone on display after extensive conservation. It is the only surviving historical plan of Blickling and is highly significant in terms of the social history of the estate, containing details of the landscape, walled gardens, lake, mount, goosefoot avenues, and tenancies of smaller parcels of land. It's on show as part of the estate's Autumn Magic and Folklore event, which runs until November the 10th. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk.